Yo, it's me, bro. Pick up the phone, man. I heard y'all was doing another podcast. It's true, bro? Man, y'all need to leave that to professionals. Don't nobody want to hear about y'all broke asses. And what the hell is a Snoop anyway? Only Snoop I know is a dog and loves horticulture, you know what I'm saying? Hey, y'all be having women up there, though? And so, you know, your boy got experience with the ladies. You remember Tasha? Nah, you don't remember. Nah, it's all cool. But hey, don't start getting too famous on me and stuff. Always remember who loaned you your first condom, nigga. All right, dog, man, hit me back. One. Bro, Ham, I see you on IG, dog, but you can't hit your boy back, man. What's up with you? You put one podcast out, you changing already. Man, what's up with y'all name, bro? Nice. Y'all boys weird, man. Anyways, dog, hit me back, man. I got a great idea for y'all little webcast or pod tube or whatever it's called. Hit me back, man. Hey. One. Dang, dog, you ghosting me like this, bro? Hope this podcast is worth it, man. I just wanted to talk to you. You know, Tasha at the crib tripping right now, bro. I just need somebody to talk to, man. Dang, bro. Hey, can I come down there and listen to your little pod too, bro? I'll be quiet. I'll just sit in the corner. I need to get out of the house, man. She tripping, dog. Talking about it's finally time for me to get a new job, dog. 2020, she's seeing 2020 vision this year, and she done with niggas like me. She ain't done with me, dog. You know what I'm saying? You know how we do it. We got to do is lay it down and be right back to you know. But for real, though, can I come down there? All right, bro, hit me back when you get this. One.
Yo, I really got to change my number, bro. What the hell? I've been getting voicemails like that all week. Y'all been getting the same thing, or is it just me?
Nah, it's crazy. I've been getting that same shit. I really don't understand it, man. What's going on with
I don't know
it?
Who first on? Of all who that person was, but anyway, hello folks. Hello, welcome to the Nights at the Brown Table Podcast. This is the part in post where
oh, we're supposed to be way more excited. Hold on, hit that one more time.
Yeah. Hello, folks. Hello. Yeah. Welcome to I try it again. And scene. Hello, folks. Hello.
Oh, we not like the Spartans?
No.
Yeah, we out here, man.
No.
We out here.
Wait, what sound? You know how, like, the Spartans had a sound? What are the knights sound? They don't got, like, is it just clanging on?
Yo, you know, low-key, knights are bitches. So I don't, you think about it, in the sense of royalty, the knights aren't respected. They just fight and die. Their whole purpose is to fight and serve a king and die. So three black men talking about fighting for somebody else to serve somebody else.
But we were fighting for the good word, brother.
Oh, all right.
It's for the
open
culture.
Your third eye.
There we go.
Yo, my phone vibrating. I think Dr. Umar calling me right now. You better stop talking about that type of stuff. All right, hello,
bro,
folks.
Bro, you better
stop
taking them shots at me because I shaved my mustache, all right?
Hello. Welcome to the Nights at the Brown Table Podcast. I am your host, Shaq Scott. Poppy Paper Stacks, Mr. CYC, one third of this wonderful group. My compadres to my left are.
You got Snoop over here in the corner.
Aight.
Nothing big.
What was that last part?
Nothing big. We out here in the corner.
Okay. That was weird.
All right. It's Terrence the T-Rex, a.k.a. King MacArthur. Tiger right. Style.
When you get one podcast and you start King. All right. That's what you are. Never mind. We're going to say that for later. welcome, folks. Welcome to the Nights at the Brown Table Podcast. That is correct. This is a podcast for the people, a comedy podcast here to deliver life's obstacles to you in a funny way and also deliver a message. So thank you guys for tuning in, for joining us. We want to thank everybody that's tuning in on SoundCloud, on Spotify, on Podomatic, on Apple, wherever you may be listening to
on
us.
On your Boost mobile phone.
If you got a Boost.
Crickets.
You need to. All right, Cricket. I rock with Cricket. But if they got a Cricket right now, we just turned off.
On a computer in the back of Best Buy with nobody watching you.
Right, yeah,
don't steal
careful.
It.
Yeah,
you know
careful.
That's not what people doing on the computers in the back of Best Buy.
You definitely right. You definitely right.
You got to be careful with that, though, because managers don't play about that type of stuff.
About you playing with yourself?
No, about like putting random stuff on music. Like, you know the speakers they be having in Best Buy, the Bose speakers, and they hate when customers like come and blast some plies, and then a grandma's walking by, and she'd be like, I know you called me cheating, but I'm tired of me lying. And like, what?
Oh, that's my shit.
They don't know nothing about that. All right. Once again, thank you guys for tuning in to this lovely podcast. We are here to deliver a message for you today, and that message today is: what's your week was like? What was your week like? Give me a weekly recap. What'd you guys do this weekend?
So, you know, this weekend, I like to celebrate my lady. It's one of the most beautiful things that you can do. So we went, we got some sake. We really like sake. Sake is great for you. Y'all drink sake? You like sake?
Nah.
No, you don't like sake? You'll get to it. You drink sake, T-Rex?
Y'all nasty as hell.
Yeah, you know what? We like it warm. You know what I'm saying? It's going to go down the right way. But just got some sake. Spent the time with my lady. Went to the movies. You know, we saw a movie. But other than that, nothing really. We just chilled out.
What about you, T-Rex? What were you up to this weekend?
Well, after hearing about the disgusting weekend that he had with the sake and the hot tub and the happy ending massage, I don't really think that what I did was that exciting. I just went to a burlesque show.
Wait, hold up. Time out. Hold up. A burlesque show in Florida?
Yeah. I went to a burlesque show in Florida. Shout out to Poison Ivory. Yes, her name is Poison
Ivory.
I've never seen a fan dance in my life, but if you ever get a chance.
He want to pound a table over here. He's serious. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, the last time we went a burlesque type of show, well, let me be honest, it was a strip club. I got farted on and in my face.
I've been scarred for life. I meet that story.
Sounds like something that you probably enjoyed, though.
Not at all.
Oh, God. It was the greatest thing ever. He was over. I practiced the story. You mind if I tell
you? Go ahead.
So, right, I had all this money, right? There was this old dude with a stack of ones.
Okay.
And he was real, real drunk. Right. So I stole half a stack of ones.
Okay.
Not for myself. I was still going to give it to the strippers.
Okay.
But he was just throwing I didn't like how he was throwing it. Sorry.
You stole some of his swag. Got it.
I stole some of his swag. I tell Shaq, I'm like, man, look, I'm going to get you a dance. So I'm sitting next to the old dude. Me and him are throwing his money. I paid for Shaq to go get his dance. And also,
how much Shaq costs? How much he costs for that dance?
I don't want to talk about that old man pockets like that, all right? I feel like that was me and that man's personal moment, me stealing his money. So anywho, halfway through, you know, I hear all this music rocking. Me and this old dude are having fun, just fucking making a thunderstorm out that bitch, and he ain't even know. But anywho, so Shaq's like, motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, shit. Yeah, man. So I get over there. And the security is now there, right? Big ass, scary ass black dude. Right. I'm like, man, I'm gonna have to fuck. Cause I still don't know what's happening. I just see him and a stripper like it's a heavyweight fight match card staring at each other. And this dude go, this bouncer is like over there just like ready. And I'm like, fuck, this is gonna suck. I'm about to get my ass kicked over Shaq.
Right.
And so he's serious face and Shaq's like, this bitch just farted in my fucking face.
Now the best question, Shaq, I got for you. What she ate for dinner that night?
It was some beef for sure in there.
That bitch had Taco Bell like a motherfucker.
Yeah, she had a beefarito they be having? She had definitely had a beefarito, Taco Bell.
The only thing that made this funny to me was the fact that they looked at him. Because like the security guard breaks out, starts laughing. Dude doubles over. He was standing there being big, bad, and tough. So then afterwards, they're like, all right, we're so sorry. Well, we can give you two free dances. And he's like, two free dances? And they're like, yeah, but they have to be from her because the other girls wouldn't want to dance for free because she farted. He's like, what the fuck would I let?
Oh, no.
And this same woman, at the end of that night, tried to partake in some intercourse with the both of us. Remember, she like was like, yo, you know, it's getting late and I'm really liking y'all vibe. Y'all should definitely come home with me. One from the front, one from the back. You ain't even got to pay.
That's crazy.
You didn't quote it right. This is what happened. He always does this shit.
I was trying to be nice to you.
She looks at him and she's like, you cute. I'm a fuck you. And then she looks at me and she's like, and you going to eat my booty. Not after you done shit on yourself, I'm not.
Leftover Taco Bell.
Yeah, hell no. This girl, I got to respect her courage. So, as you can see, that's definitely
I bet you do, because she said you was cute. I'm the one eating the shitty booty.
You ain't want to have the poop particles in your mouth already, though. I had with them poop particles in my mouth. The nasty part was that I'm in the middle of the dance.
If I would have ate her ass, I was kissing you in the mouth. We family.
That's disgusting.
Look, all right.
That's nasty. But as you can see, I have not been to a strip club since. But how was your burlesque experience? I'm sorry to cut you off.
Oh, man, it was magical. You know, it's a real different kind of dance. It's so much fun. And it's so awkward to watch another woman get naked and your dick get hard in front of your wife. But she ain't noticed because I think she got wet. So it was cool.
Interesting.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that.
You ever been to a strip club? Burlesque women are that, Snoop?
Yeah, I've been to a strip club.
Where, if you don't mind me asking. Was it in Florida?
Yeah, yeah, down on OBT, man. It's probably one of the worst strip clubs I've ever been to. Scarred me for life.
Put their name out there.
I was fighting for my life getting in that strip club, man. But it was really crazy in there.
One of these strip clubs on OBT are notoriously known for their steak. That's really good. Like, it's a 5-star rating steak.
Man, I need to eat some of that steak. But what I'm saying is, if I ever did get that steak, like, I can't tell anybody about it, because I'm going to be ashamed to go to a strip club for some steak.
It ain't no different than Hooters.
I'm telling everybody about this steak.
It's the
I've been
same
trying
thing.
To go there all week. I just haven't had the time. Okay. Not even for the girls, because I've been to the club for the girls. And what is it? How come every time I take a light-skinned dude, and I know I'm not the darkest dude, but how come every time I take a dude that's lighter than me to a strip club, the stripper looks at him and tells him, am I just ugly? Because she's like, I took my homeboy Josh, and the stripper's like, oh, I'm going to fuck him.
If you go on with that shaved mustache, that's what it is, man. I'm just saying.
Listen.
You're looking like homeless Dr. Umar Johnson.
Women don't like when you put the Brillo pad on their pussy, all right? Y'all out here rubbing the clitoris off. It's not scratch off stick.
You don't need the top of your lip, Playboy. You just need that tongue, baby. That's it.
You must not know about these. Never mind. You're a dude. We're not going to talk about that. But anywho.
But how was this burlesque show?
Oh, man, it was magical.
Poison Ivory.
Poison Ivory. Shout out to her. You know, this is her. This is her fifth year doing it. Every time she does the show, she shuts it down. She never lets you down. If you ever get a chance, look her up. Google her Instagram. I don't know what it is, but it's probably Poison Ivory. If you find her, she is a burlesque dancer. And her show doesn't even, it's not just her body. It's her eyes. It's her hair. It's really like just you and her are in the room, and your wife is watching you too, and she is still letting it happen.
I'm not into that. Not into it.
I mean, I didn't. Know, you don't know what you're into until you happen upon a situation where
I'm out.
She's staring you in the eyes and she's doing a shoulder shimmy.
But did you fall in love though?
No, absolutely.
Yeah, but I say T-Pain told us about that. Don't do that. T-Pain almost damn near dedicated that whole album to that. But for my week,
yeah, he also had a song called "I Got It" on that same album too.
That's true. Was that about that same girl?
Yeah, she gave him AIDS in the.
Oh, in the song. I thought he was talking about he got money. I'm pretty sure
he got.
Nah, man.
Nah,
he.
I remember listening to that album and singing every song except for that one. Like,
because
he tried to slip a PSA message in there. You know, like how people are always like, how come people never tell about the dangers of having sex raw? And he did the "I Got It" song.
So he tried to pull a Life Jennings when he. I was so mad when Life Jennings came out. S-E-X.
No.
Nick, I hated that song with a passion. People were so hype about that song. It was just such a good message. And this is what these young girls need to hear.
Not when I was that age. I was that age when that song came out. So I was like, can y'all stop telling me how to fuck people?
That's what I'm saying. It literally gave them a blueprint to how to have sex. And anybody that wasn't about having sex now was like, I might try that.
Trapped in the closet, man. Got that package? He got that package.
I pulled out my Beretta.
Nah, man, the song since you brought up Life Jennings, the song that messed me up the most was the one with Fantasia, when she's like, "What if I told you 4 years ago when we were arguing? What the fuck you got to tell me about my son 4 years ago, bitch? I'm gonna choke you in a toilet."
Yo, I miss R&B and just rap in general, like having full on arguments on the song, like when Ronald Isley legit was about to kill whoever was in the house,
or when T.I. did it by himself, T.I. versus T.I.P.
Yeah, now that we in 2020, we could just come out and say T.I. is a schizophrenic, but back at the time, you know, we didn't know that.
I'm going to say T.I. is none of my business. All right, last person I saw that argue with T.I., he doing jail time. I don't know. I don't want no smoking. I know,
All right, moving on. For my week, I got my sister and my mom a stay at this really, really nice hotel that shall remain nameless. So I don't want nobody blown on the spot. But in the process of being at this hotel,
I've been to that hotel.
I happened to see, I got a chance to play my favorite game. Want to know what that game is?
I'm going to say badminton.
Nope.
For $300, Alex.
And that's wrong. That's a fine. That's a $15 fine. Donate it to the Knights of the Roundtable podcast.
That's the worst part.
So, anywho.
What's another guess? You said I was playing Batman.
Oh, I know your favorite game. Your favorite game is guess what is in my pockets.
No. I stopped playing that game. Can't do that game no more. No.
I feel like we need to know the story to that one, too.
No. Just ask Bill Cosby. That's all I'll say. Y'all just going to leave me in that awkward silence on that? I'm going to definitely have to change that in post. That's just awkward. I'm going to get canceled before we get started.
I think how many B words do we get per this podcast? I think three. I just slipped one by accident.
You get three.
It was an emotional one.
What B word?
Huh?
See, he tried to set us up.
That's what I did with my mom.
But my favorite game I played was when I walk on the elevator and white people just get off. You never played that game before? It's the most fun game to play, especially when you're in like a really, really nice area. White people hate and they get afraid so quick. And I thought, what if it was an Olympic sport? You could call it, oh no, a nigga. People will hop off the elevator as soon as they see you. And I think I would be a gold medalist at that game because anytime I get on a really, really nice elevator, white people hop smooth off that elevator. They are terrified.
I do you one better. How about walking down the sidewalk, who gonna cross the street?
Oh yeah.
And you gotta put bets up. I'm telling you, man, we see it every day, and it's crazy.
Oh, but I mess them up because I hit them with that James Harden Euro step and still end up in their path, and they literally just panic, and they just get the shakies.
God damn.
Yeah.
God damn, that's dangerous, right? You got to be careful, man.
Like Michael J. Fox going back and forth.
I like to make direct eye contact
okay,
and break out into a sprint.
What? In which direction, though? At them or away from them?
Away from them.
I was about to say, because if you're running at them, get out style, I would run shoe.
I like to make direct eye contact and then just run away from them.
Goddamn, Ray Lewis running at me full speed. Ain't no damn way I'm going to keep going the same direction. Hell no.
Any guy drunk?
I just like messing with people.
But anything else happened to y'all this week? That was it? Nothing unusual?
Honestly, the best thing I saw this week was Poison Ivory.
Now, let me ask. At this burlesque show, did you see any titties?
Yes, I saw every titty in the building.
Just titties. Oh, or other
also,
things?
The show also, one really cool aspect of it was every outfit, every person who was there was wearing like an outfit because it's one of the few places in the world you can go and be naked, basically. So you know that dress that your woman got in the closet that she tried to put on, she's like, oh, I'm going to work, and like, no, the fuck you not, go back to your closet. That's the dress that all the women wore. I saw a girl in a tight black lingerie dress.
What?
That was see-through in, what's that pattern lingerie has?
Sequin.
No, the other one.
Velour.
So.
The swirly one.
I don't know.
The floral patterns?
Yeah.
Floral, okay. So.
Nigga, you couldn't think of floral?
I'm saying. That's weird. That's very weird.
Because
he knew about them titties, though. He knew about them titties, though.
This nigga got stumped on floral. I'm thinking it's something like super.
Oh,
like
I'm sorry.
Alexander.
I'm just
McQueen.
Out here every day talking about floral.
This nigga couldn't think of the word floral.
Anywho, your question.
What was your favorite part of that show? Because it sounds like you went for a specific reason, but I'm not sure. What was your favorite part?
My favorite part was what happened after the show, but I can't talk about that.
Were there any guys there? Like, was it only women?
Oh, no, yeah. Like I said,
was
everybody
it the
comes there naked.
Or was it,
everybody
so it oh, okay, all right.
comes there naked. Except
did they have transgenders?
So you saw some baseball bats out there just swinging in the wind?
Nah, not a lot of people know about it, so it's mostly white people out there. So I'm confident saying that I probably had one of the top five.
Penises out there in the room?
Hey, you know, just top fives.
That's interesting. That's a unique way of thinking about that situation.
Well, the weirdest thing that I thought about at the very end of Poison Ivory's little dance, I kind of looked around the room because I can't say that because never mind. So I don't want to give away the part of her dance. But anyway, so I look around the room and I see all the dudes making the same face I was just making a few seconds before. And then I thought it was weird to be aroused around a crowd of men. Tightly packed, but I mean, most of them had their women. There were these two lesbians in front of me. Oh, they were like super lesbians, though. They were just like going like at it. Like I don't know how much Poison Ivory turned them on, but they were basically having sex in front of me.
Yeah, this sounds like some kink type stuff. Like, do you go to this as like foreplay?
Well, the toughest thing. Well, I mean, technically, but the toughest thing was I'm with my lady and the two girls. They aren't my type, But in normal, what they're
what is
going,
your type?
It, huh? That's I'm married. My wife is my type. Uh-huh. But I will say that it is
that's
very
my type,
difficult
nigga,
to
type.
Not look at two lesbians just going two very somewhat attractive lesbians going at it like these two girls. Like I'm like, can you put her? Can you get her titty out your mouth? My wife is looking.
Oh my god. On that note, so I can save your marriage, we're gonna move along. As always, folks, we thank you guys for listening to this podcast. This podcast is different from others because we have a mid portion of our podcast that we dedicate to you, to our community, because we're trying to build a community here. So it could be something that you want to promote. Please make sure to send in all promotional inquiries.
Poetry, rap.
Books,
things you
want
to promote. If you're starting a small business, yes. Speak to us. Maybe we can help you find avenues. Maybe you can help us. We're going to be a nice little hub for this community of gentlemen and gentettes.
Yeah.
Gentiles?
I guess.
Juntiles?
Juntiles.
June bugs. Jitterbugs. Yeah, we try to be the middle man for y'all. So anything you have, any talent you wish to display, we will take a look. And if we can get you on, we'll get you on.
Yeah, we welcome it all. But for this week, somebody told me that they really, really wanted to talk to us on the podcast, but I wasn't hearing that, so I told them to leave us a voicemail. So I'm pretty sure they left several voicemails. I haven't had a chance to listen to them yet, but we'll discuss them at some latter point. But for now, if you have any information or...
We really letting them in, man. We going to let them hear the voicemails?
Yeah, man. They can... Somehow, first of all, they got our number, so I don't know how they got our number. I'm still trying to figure that out. That's the first issue. But
remember I had did that promo for the thing?
I think it's from that one time when you hit up that big girl, you know.
Oh, I missed that. Not like that. She was cool. She used to make biscuits and muffins. And she had
girls know how to make biscuits.
But she had
it was
cats.
Weird. She would deliver them together. Biscuit.
You know how I know? Time out. Before we go to break, you know how I know you was fucking that girl? Because that girl had you taking care of.
I've
this
never
before
had
married.
Sex with any woman
before you married.
Except my wife.
Well, you know how I know y'all was smashing? Because I came home one day and it was two cats just in the living room. And you were not a cat person. I was like, where the hell these cats came from? You was like, yo, this is blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
cats.
Yeah.
So, and I was like, okay.
You know, you can't tell stories when my wife listens to this. And I might have
told
this story.
Power the pussy cat, man. I'm telling you, boy.
This man came home and she turned this nigga into Darkwing Duck, had cats follow him in the alley and shit.
I hate ducks.
You had cats, though.
I mean, I hate cats.
That girl put it on. You had your ass taking care of her cat.
Yo, this weekend, I met a pixie bobcat. And it's like, it's a little, one of those cats with the big head and the little feet.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to kick it. It was so cute.
Wait, what? No, that's not how that works.
You don't kick it, man. You don't kick it. You pick it up. You play with it. Play with the pussy. That's what you did, right?
No.
No? Oh, okay.
It had a
you missed out. You missed
I
out.
I don't, want, uh-uh. I don't like touching cute stuff.
Anyways, we'll see you guys on the other half of this break.
It messes up your gangster.
You want to give them kind of a tease of what our topic is going to be today? It kind of goes along with what you've been discussing so far.
Well, it's going to be about... Oh, we don't have a drum roll? Oh, it's
no,
about
we
sex.
Don't have a drum roll. We don't got that budget
yet.
We ain't there yet. We ain't got that budget yet. We just got that phone line set up.
It's about sex.
Oh, about what?
It's about sex. Call our number.
Sex.
1-800-999-SEX. That's again 1-800-999-SEX. Call in right now if you want to talk about sex. If you want to talk about all types of sex, we talk about all types of sex.
Legal disclaimer: if you get connected to anybody with that phone number, we don't know who the hell that is. Please hang up right away. We do not want any of that. None of that smoke. None of that smoke.
No smoke.
Well,
no smoke.
All right.
We'll see you on the other half of this break.
Enough numbers. Hey, man, what's going on? It's your Uncle Terrence the T-Rex right now. What's going on? Y'all got this podcast going on all of a sudden. Y'all don't know nobody. Y'all don't know nobody all of a sudden. You can't give your uncle a call. Maybe let me get a dollar or something. Hey, man, it's your Uncle Terrence the... Oh, shit. What the fuck is that? Hold on, wait. I might have to call you back real quick. Get off my leg. Let my leg go.
Hey man, I'm tired of every time I'm calling, I get the voicemail.
Like, I really don't understand why you have a phone. You know, people talking about Apple and Android. I just wish you would pick up your phone instead of worrying about that goddamn podcast. You know what I'm saying? Knights of the Brown Table. It sound pretty cool, I guess, but you too big to holler at your boy now? That's crazy. Well, you really think you know somebody. They go out there and they make something of themselves. Crazy.
Yo, we really need to change that number. I don't know who the hell they think they are talking to us like that.
Yo, why do you keep giving the number out?
I thought we were going to be like those popping podcasts that are like, yo, go ahead and hit me up, text me. I feel free to talk with Mike.
I didn't even know we made it, man. That's crazy.
What?
We made it.
I mean, we kind of popping out here.
We getting somewhere.
We kind of popping.
You know, it's me. It's my marketing tactic is working. I told y'all.
Which was?
I started driving Uber, and I put the podcast name in my comments.
Nigga, you can't treat the podcast like a mixtape.
Nah.
We ain't passing no aux cords around here. No. Only podcast. That's all you listen to in this Uber.
Niggas go to the airport mad as hell. Yo, we listen to the same. Y'all got one episode out. You can't at least just put another episode on? Nah, it's the same one, nigga.
I literally tell people you have the option to leave me a tip or subscribe to my podcast.
Oh, I like that. I like that. That's smart. Well, hello, folks. Welcome back. Welcome back to the Knights at the Brown Table podcast. Welcome into our kingdom. In post, that's right now, as I'm talking, like sound effects will be going off. But in the moment, it sounds really lame.
Horns.
Like, while we're just here.
Fireworks.
Triumphant.
No, it can't be fireworks.
Triumphant horns.
Horses.
Not air horns. That's the. Not the Beanie Siegel. Not the Beanie Man horns.
We can't do that?
Nah.
Why not?
We're not daggering people.
We're at the brown table. Grapple foot.
Nah, we're not. Yeah. But welcome back to the Knights at the Brown Table podcast. As we mentioned before our break, this episode is about S-E-X. This ASMR. You know, y'all know what that is before we get into the topic?
Yeah, let me get into it. Let me get nice and close to the mic. I'm going to really fuck their ears up with this one.
Time out. You can't do ASMR with a lisp.
It's because I shaved my mustache. It reduces my lips.
Imagine Mike Tyson trying to do ASMR. Hey, girl, I'm going to touch your lips. I'm going to kiss you from the top of your toes.
You got to kiss.
Man, get us into our topic, man. Go ahead. What are we talking about this week?
All right. That's right, gentlemen and gentettes. Cover your ears, eyes, nose, mouth. It's time to talk about sex. Today, I want to talk about sex. What are the stigmas around sex? Shame, jealousy, envy, premarital sex, sin, blasphemy. Is sex really the downfall of man?
Interesting. So, I'll start us off. How were you introduced to sex?
So I'll take this one from the top.
I would hope.
Man, when I tell you sex, it was introduced to me mostly the same way a lot of people got introduced to it. You go looking under a mattress, you find a couple of videos, it got a naked lady on the front or a big booty black girl standing there, and the booty looking at you, she looking at you, you know what I'm saying? And then
that's how you know your booty big. If you and your booty can look at somebody at the same exact time.
That booty was talking to me, man. It was crazy. But I watched a lot of videos, man, and I got into it and got to understand the street life. Yeah, it was picking up hookers. It was crazy.
Oh, so that particular porn was about hookers?
Oh, yeah.
You still fuck like that?
No. We don't fuck like that, but not. That particular porn had hookers in it. It was crazy. Crazy shit.
I mean, controversial thought.
Go ahead. I'll go ahead and hit the post production, or I'll
you
tag
might have
this.
To edit this
I'm gonna tag this moment
I don't
right
mean
now.
No disrespect to nobody.
Uh oh.
Well, I guess the difference is that they're strangers.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm not gonna ask that question.
I low key want to know where you.
Yeah, we gotta know where this train of thought is at.
All right, because I know generally with our podcast we do tend to have a lot of strippers and stripettes. Listening to the podcast, but I was
we do. That's
out.
News to me.
Well,
when they do it, but as they're getting ready for work,
or no, like that's in between where they're ratchet to get them in the mood.
Interesting.
But I just wanted to know what the difference was between, because you're still being paid to have sex, but I get it. It's completely different. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, when you think about a flick, you got people that you pay to do it, but then you also got people that you paying to do it in real life that's not just doing this. Like, you could tell that these women went through some stuff, man. It was crazy. It's crazy shit. It was a bad way to start out, but that's how I did find out about sex.
Interesting. What about you, T?
For me, my first time finding about sex, my sister told me. And my brother, and we were sitting on the porch, and they did a terrible job of explaining it to me, because they was like, all right, well, like, a woman has three holes, and I'm like,
whoa,
okay,
whoa,
like an elephant.
Okay.
And they were like, elephants don't have three holes. I was like, shut the fuck up, they have a nostril, two nostrils in the mouth. And they're like, so do you. And I'm like, well, so do vaginas, right? So that was my first time. That was my first introduction into sex.
Didn't you tell me that you were so uninformed about sex that you thought men had two balls because they had two nuts for their whole entire life?
Yeah, I thought you only had two nuts to bust your whole life.
But how does somebody have multiple kids then?
I thought they had more nuts than people.
You thought niggas was walking?
Like, with four nuts.
Sex transplant for the nuts. So I have more kids.
Nah, they had a sensu bean, my G.
He thought nigga had Futurama nuts. What the hell?
You know that girl that walks around the Daytona Beach with the three titties?
Oh, yeah, that girl that almost got punched in
her
the face.
Her boyfriend
that
got
time?
Three balls. Don't punch the three titty girl in the
no,
face.
No, remember that time we went to Tampa and she tried to do that YouTube video and we was like, yo, I ain't playing that shit.
Yeah, she just like popped out on us and I'm like, you don't scare black people.
Nah, don't do that.
That's crazy. What was she? She was white, black?
It was a white girl. And it was like for some YouTube type shit for sure, but.
Don't you use that tone when you say white girl.
What tone did I use?
White girl.
Nah, Shaq said it in a very condescending way.
It was
a white girl.
It was.
We have white fans. That
for me.
Yo.
Shout out to Bill.
I was getting breakfast today, and this girl.
Breakfast?
I was very blacked out. Don't get me wrong. I was in my big black truck. I was dressed very well, smelling very good, and playing R&B. I was just waiting for my breakfast to get done. And she pulls up next to me. I don't know what R&B artist sing this song, but it was like, look at that pussy.
What?
Come and eat this pussy. And then she just made direct eye contact with me, and I'm like, no, bitch.
Who? What kind of art? That ain't R&B. That's just porn. That's straight up porn. ain't no singer singing that.
The
they at least try to throw some indie windows in there.
How many times do you pull up on the nigga and do this?
What? No, that's neither here nor there. You know. My first time being introduced to sex, I remember it probably was like third or fourth grade. And my boy Ant was like, we used to always come to class and talk about like TV shows because at the time we lived in the hood. And we had what's called a show box, which is like where it was like illegally still in cable. And you had all the channels, but it wasn't like the channels normal people have. So my Disney channel was like channel 109, but like my ESPN was like channel 34. It was like random channels.
Sound like the Hack Fire Stick now.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Throwing it back.
Exactly.
It back.
But it was called a show box at the time. And I was at school one day, and he was like, yo, I got to tell you something. And I was like, what's up, bro? He was like, yo, you got to stop watching cartoons on the show box. I'm like, wow, I love watching Ren and Stimpy. Why would I ever stop watching cartoons? He's like, no, tonight go home and go to channels 80 through 84.
Yeah, them fuzzy channels.
And I was like, nah, these weren't fuzzy. The show box wasn't fuzzy.
Is that back when Spike TV used to share?
Yep.
Oh, man.
But he told me 80 through 84. So I said, all right, I'm going to do it. So, but something told me that I can't do this while my parents are home, so I had to do it in private.
You
so I waited.
Do anything your friends tell you.
Yeah,
that age
it's a very valid point. It's a very valid point. So this was around the time where like my mom was still at work, but my dad had just left for work. So I got like a 30 to 45 minute window, and I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go see what this 80 to 84 is about. So I go in the room, turn the TV on, scroll through my Ren and Stimpy, see what it's on. Get to channel 80. First thing that pop up is a parental advisory, and I was like, oh.
Game time.
I don't know what that is. Click the channel up to channel 81. First thing I see, two white girls on the couch, butt ass naked.
Oh, yeah.
Two dildos in the mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Going to town on dildos. I'm talking about slobber all on their chest, all on the ground. The one white girl take the dildo out, stick it in the other white girl, take it out of her, stick it right back in her.
Hey.
Sorry.
A little graphic.
I'm sorry.
So I was traumatized.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was scarred for life because of that.
So let me ask you guys real quick.
Wait, hold up. I'm not done.
Oh, there's more?
There's more. So in that moment, I'm sitting there as a third grader, and I'm like, what's going on. My heart start racing. My underwear get really tight around my thighs. I look down. I'm like, what's going on with my pee-pee? Because, you know, at that age, you still got a pee-pee. And I'm like, what's going on with my pee-pee? With my pee-pee? And I started freaking out. And I thought it was broken because before that moment, I hadn't had a boner. So I never didn't know what was going on. So I was like, why am I feeling like butterflies and nervousness? And like, why is my penis sticking up? Why is this girl doing this to these penises on TV? I had so many questions. Got lightheaded.
Was like, I know what to do.
Literally had to turn the television off and like.
Aren't
walk
you
out.
Glad you found the answer, boy? I tell you.
Woo, who says I found it? You're just making assumptions there. But yeah, that was my first time being introduced to sex.
Now, since those were all of our stories, right, about our first time having sex, both of you were introduced by watching a porn. So were there any questions that you wish you could have had answered about sex before you had sex, after that being your introduction?
Yeah, I mean, to take this one, honestly, before sex, when I first started doing it, man, one thing that I had no idea about was the feeling, what was going to go into it. And, man, I wish I learned how to make her come before me, because, boy, it was quick. It was quick. I ain't no smoke. First time, in and out. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, no, I don't want no meaning, man.
Maybe you shouldn't have been doing that to people's daughters.
Show me what you got.
Hey, listen, to be fair, she was aggressive. She put it on me. She told me, she was like, listen, my people's not home. You coming in. We about to do this today.
Very, very similar. Listen, my scenario, too, for the first time. Very similar.
I'm telling you, man, but if I would have known how to make her come, that would have made me feel better. Because after that first time, I still wasn't sure if I knew what I was doing.
I don't agree with that.
How about you? I'm sorry.
I think part of the fun of the learning experience is learning how to. And it's like you go through that journey, you practice, and practice makes perfect.
And without, we'll get to that.
And without the practice, without that practice, you know, you probably wouldn't be the person you are today, you know, pleasing.
Yeah, but you got to understand. So let's take it a little bit back. You got to understand, my first introduction to sex was through a porn.
Oh, that's true.
It's not real. That's true. None of it's real. So when you got something like that, that's what's in your mind. And you got the Minuteman playing in the back because you like, damn, I couldn't do it like this dude did it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, imagine me. I was trying to figure out where the second penis was coming from in my scenario the first time I had sex. I was like, I only got one. So I don't know where I'm going to get the second one.
But, I mean, once your stamina got up, you know what I mean? You still can't fuck girls like you see in porn. That not when you got you know.
I think every man got one good time. Say, let's say in a 7-day period, you were to have sex every single day in the 7 days. Out of those 7 days, one of those times you can have sex like a porn star. Every man got one of those days where they put it out.
I'm not gonna lie to y'all. I aspire every time to satisfy. So it's always you know, a goal of mine.
I'm not saying, first off, fuck both of y'all disrespecting me. I'm not saying fuck your girl for a long time or make her come.
I say that either.
In the fashion in which porn stars fuck women is not
aggressive.
How people have sex.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
That's true. I mean, that's why we here tonight to talk about it. So I agree with you. I get what you're saying. But I'm going to tell you, listen, it's a production in my head. It's a production in her head. We making a movie, baby.
I mean, you got to be able to run the tape back. You got to be able to run that tape back.
What about you, T? What's one thing you wish you had learned before you started having sex?
To slow down. I wish somebody had told me to slow down, whether it was just trying to get women or even being with women in bed. Like, from the whole process, just, like, pull back, slow down.
I wish somebody told me the effect it would have on my life after. Because, you know, up until that moment, you think, yo, I need this because I miss it. But the second you get it, you chase that. It's like chasing that high the rest of your life.
Yeah,
it's like a dope fiend. It's like everybody's chasing that initial, well, for guys at least, chasing that initial first time feeling.
It'll never come that fast again.
And then it's all the competition between each other, you know, going up. And it's crazy because once somebody do it, you got to tell somebody else. And then your homeboy got to compare what happened, man. Yep. It's tough.
I got a random question. Do y'all wash y'all hands before sex?
Depends where I'm having sex.
Oh, you got to elaborate on that first off. Go ahead.
I mean, without giving too much up about my personal life, I like to have sex in public.
That's fair. That's fair. I think that might just be in the family blood. I love it too. That shit's exciting. I don't know why.
I've never done had sex in public in my life.
You gotta try it. I'm telling you, I've never done such a life.
It's never been in a car. Never done anything like that.
One time, I was at the Beecham, and I was dancing with this one girl, and I look over my homeboy, and he ripped the girl's yoga pants, and he was, you know, and that. That really showed me that I could really get away with in public whatever I want, because he was just in the middle of the dance floor and nobody cared.
Man, there was one time I was just fiending for it. She was fiending for it. The setting was right. I had the blue lights in the whip. Took it in front of her own mama house. Just split her cheeks right there in front of it. Smoked it up. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was foggy in there.
In front
of foggy.
Mom's crib?
Oh, multiple times.
Where was mom's at?
She was in a house sleep, but it didn't matter to me.
Oh, man.
Oh, so you had sex in your own car?
Multiple times, for the record.
Interesting.
That's very interesting, because I quite remember one time when...
somebody calling. Somebody stats. Calling us right now. I think I'm getting a phone call.
We had...
Caller, you're on the line.
He was on a date, and I don't know what you're talking about. So we were double dating, okay. And then like I was like, all right, I'm gonna let you and your lady talk.
Okay.
Because me and my lady at the time had been together for a while.
Right.
So I left him alone for 10 minutes. By the time I come back to the car, my entire car is fogged up, and I just see booty cheeks hit the window.
Care to comment?
I
Poppy
can neither confirm
sex.
Nor deny that fact. I am happily in a relationship that I enjoy. So like you said earlier, I never had sex ever before my current girlfriend. Ever.
Smart man.
Ever. I gotta go home tonight, man. What about? Well, you said you do wash your hands because we got off topic.
I'm sorry. I wash my hands before. Why do you ask?
Because I was listening to, a show that shall remain nameless because we don't plug nobody that don't plug us, because this is a community.
Community.
Gotcha. But on this show there was a public.
This is a kingdom, but they exist in a community.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
At this point, dang, I was about to say at this point in the production, I would have put like the Game of Thrones theme song, but that's way too much money.
That's cash.
Yeah, cash.
I ain't got that kind of cash.
Nah, we ain't got that yet, but we're accepting offers. a public figure, and we can say his name because we're not mentioning the show, but Big Sean was on a show.
I knew it.
Yeah, with
ass.
Shmo Schmudden.
Don't do that. You saw what he ran up on the white kids.
Joe Budden.
Yeah,
he ain't nobody scared of Joe Budden.
Joe Budden was about to do them white
kids. And he had the biggest hole in his beater. Somebody could have poked him right in his belly button.
Listen,
he had a big old hole in his.
Hold on, wait. You don't ever want to fight somebody with a used beater. Like,
that's
somebody
true.
Who's got a fresh beater on.
That's very true.
Run that fade.
I'm just saying, Joe Budden, celebrity, all-star match, fighting any one of the Migos. That's all I want to see.
Yo, you know how I think, why I know Joe Budden can fight? You remember what was the video game PlayStation 2 that had the hip hop artist fighting on it?
Oh,
and Joe Budden used to wax people on that.
Nah, it was about Redman.
It was Redman all the way. Redman was the guy.
I use Ludacris.
Ludacris.
I'm gonna show y'all my age because everybody always bringing up that Def Jam game. Y'all don't know there used to be a Wu-Tang game.
What?
Yeah.
What was it on? Atari.
I think it's on Sega.
I was back on the Nokia phone.
What? It came with Snake.
Me,
you
man.
Got two for one. If you downloaded
Bruh,
Snake, you got
it was like
the
Mortal
Wu-Tang
Kombat,
game.
But with the Wu-Tang members.
Okay, I'm down for that.
It was dope. It was genuinely dope.
Because they already have that. Like
Ghostface Killer was a ninja.
I'm definitely down. What was RZA? Because he, you know, he's a
RZA. I think RZA had.
He had
like
to be
that,
like a sensei.
Like, sickle thing.
Oh, that's dope.
And then I forgot the rest of them, but they was dope. Look it up. Google the
Wu-Tang. I will.
That shit crazy. But you said Big Sean washes hands.
He washes hands before sex. He was talking about how much of a germaphobe he is. Uh-huh. And like he said that in a conversation, and I thought about it. I'm like, I shower before sex, but
right.
I don't consciously.
That count as washing
hands. Yeah, but
yeah,
also if
I
like.
Mean,
wash your butt last.
Yeah, but if you were to come home tonight from recording this podcast and girl was like, I want you right now, would you go in the bathroom and wash your hands first, or would you just get to it?
Oh, you know, we going straight at it. If she come home with that attitude, we got to go. We got to go. I mean, period, point blank. I try and keep my hands clean, though, because I do like to play. But, you know, if you want to get down and dirty, we can go there.
Yeah, see, but he was saying regardless or whenever, he washing his hands. Janae could be like, yo, Big Sean, I want you right. He's like, no, hold up, baby. I got to go wash my hands real quick. I'm with the reasoning behind it, but I just don't think people –
But he said because he a germaphobe though. When you
does that mean Big Sean don't eat booty?
But that's what I'm saying. It's a lot of germs.
And that was the contradiction in it. And Joe Budden, to his credit, did call him out about that. He was like, but sex is literally the closest you can get to somebody, and you're going to pass whatever they have on to yourself. Like, you worrying about washing your hands. My nigga, you got her mucus glands, like, all in your beard and your hair. Like, well, if you're doing the type of stuff I'm doing.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying?
I feel like there's only one barrier with sex that I won't pass. I don't wash my hands. I try to, but if I have long, if I haven't cut my nails, I will 100%.
Oh, I agree with that.
My hands out of her body.
I agree with that.
And all young men, please
take your pen and pad out right now.
Don't give these young ladies yeast infections. If your nails are dirty, if you've been out there on the block hustling, ain't nothing wrong with that. Go ahead and do what you got to do with her, but please don't finger pop her.
Yep. Another pro tip: yeast infection. After y'all have sex, y'all gotta pee. Right away.
You gotta pee.
Both of y'all gotta pee.
Yo, have y'all?
And women be selfish with that.
I didn't know you could do it without peeing afterwards.
See,
that's crazy.
But that's good. But some people be out here and they be so, that was amazing. Lay in bed, forget to pee, mess around and get a UTI.
You ever, man. That's what I was about to ask you. Yep. Yeah, that shit burn like a motherfucker.
Can't relate. Well, I'm happy I can't relate, but I can't relate.
That's good.
You out here pee come peeing.
Moving on. Do you think there's such a thing as... Actually, before we get to that, when has sex ever made you feel any type of shame?
This is one of my not proud moments. So, actually, with an ex who will remain nameless.
You heard that, Angela?
I mean, man, it's something about it in your mind that messes you up when you're trying to... Last year longest, you trying to get her right and you trying to make sure you get yours too, but it just don't work out that way. And then you blast off in like 2 seconds, and then you got to make up some type of excuse as to why that happened.
Oh, I've done that. I pulled a cramp.
Oh yeah. It ain't right, babe. My stomach gurgling.
The condom too tight.
Listen, but it made me feel shame. And what I want everybody to understand is about this is it's nothing wrong with that happening because it happens to everybody. But when I tell you, that shit sucks in the moment. Because all you want is to last as long as possible.
And it make it worse when she just pats you on it. It's okay, baby. Yeah. It's all right. Yeah. It's all
don't
good.
Don't tell me. Don't.
It's okay, baby. Don't worry.
Don't tell me how I ain't do you right. Come on.
Now, my question to you, though, is how early was it? Because has it ever been as bad as where, like, you doing the foreplay, you about to start, I'm assuming you're wearing a condom. You going to put the condom on. She literally just do something slick, like lick your ear. Or touch the tip and you just bust.
Too much.
You ain't even get to put it in yet, and it's already just See,
I at least make it in past the clip.
You sound
at least.
You sound like what's that? What's that one song? Ow.
When you got a wife, you could just look at her and be like, "Your fault." For me, all right. Don't y'all judge me. We all one kingdom, right?
Yep.
We
in
all
this
one brown table here. So. The very first time that I had the opportunity to actually have sex was with this really tall girl, light skin, real big titties. However you imagine her looking.
Played basketball.
Mm. Yeah, whatever. That's her.
Cooked you dinner.
So, yeah, actually she had invited me over for dinner. Mm. So I'm there. I hadn't had sex. I knew she had fucked a couple people, but it was cool. And I was trying to be cool. So I get on the couch and she keeps like doing little shit to get my attention. And I'm still not like fucking her. So finally, I sit on the couch next to her, and she pulled her titties out. And I had never really been close to titties before.
Only seen on TV?
Yeah, like the ass scene. No, actually, it was no, I ain't going to plug that.
Titties is like magnets.
Titties. We all watch BET, so y'all know the only time I saw titties. Okay, so that being said.
Shout out to Nelly.
Shout out to Nelly. Thank you, man. You did something for the culture. And I don't think they give you your
debit cards will never be the same.
When did he get a debit card back then? They had him?
I don't know. He had a Rush card. If you pay attention. Oh, it was a Rush card. It was a Russell Simmons Rush card.
Rumors don't die. But long story short, the young lady pulls out her titties, and I didn't know what to do, so I got up and I ran. And I was ashamed.
Wait, whoa.
And I went to school with her for like 2 more years, and she never told anybody. And yo, shout out to her. Because I was cool after that. I got it.
You
I got
ran
my move
from
after
some
that.
Titties.
I didn't know what to do next. It wasn't that I was running from the titties. It's
touch
just like,
it. Look
and
at
then
it.
What?
I don't know. Don't
exactly.
run from it.
Exactly. I didn't know what to
the
do next.
The titty can't attack.
I had never had sex. I didn't know I didn't even know where to put my penis in, honestly.
And on the titty. You could have did anything.
I was like 9 years old when I found out that women didn't pee out their butt.
I just want to say shout out to her for not telling nobody, because, boy, that could have ruined your life.
Honestly.
Wait, time out. Women don't pee out their butt?
No, women don't pee out their butt.
Where they pee from?
It's the third hole. The third hole.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
The elephant, the little elephant mouth. But, yeah, that's my first experience. How about you?
Man, oh, man. It didn't actually involve me actually having sex, but it was fairly after that time that I found what channel 80 through 84 was.
Yeah, that's always a bad time in the kid's life.
And I was in my room, and I was like, all right, I got to see why I keep having this feeling with my pee-pee. Why is my pee-pee doing this?
Because you saw what that mouth do.
Yeah, so I flicked my pee-pee.
Well, and I mean, he was alone.
Yeah, I was alone. I flicked my pee-pee, and I was like, whoa, that felt interesting.
Why would you flick? It
was hard. I was trying to see if I was going
to understand what was going on.
I had
trying
no to figure this it out. This is third grade. I'm like, what
you
is
sound
this?
Sound like you flicked your penis first, too. Okay. Y'all some weird.
So I flicked it, and I got a sensation out of it, and I was like, all right, I'm going to touch it. So I, without getting too graphic, masturbated. But at the end of the masturbation, think about it, I never had done anything. The feeling is happening. I'm about to finish. I finish. I jump out the way. It gets on my wall.
Ooh.
In the process of me jumping out the way, I fall back onto my headboard and snap the headboard in half. It's an old wood IKEA headboard.
That thing gone.
Snap the headboard in half.
Best nut you've ever had.
Whole time. Still been chasing that nut since this day.
Listen,
whole time,
I done hit somebody in the eye before. That shit real.
Well,
I made it in the
nostril. Nah, I had to avoid
twice.
That. Wait,
from
what?
Missionary.
God damn.
Wait, what?
What?
What kind of Kennedy assassination nut was that? I did not. From missionary.
It wasn't on purpose. So
I will hope
like
not.
Sometimes you don't for a little bit and you just be like shooting across the room.
Back up.
So I was trying to on her stomach. But it went up her nose, and I was like,
oh.
I look at her, and I'm like,
Kobe, rest in peace.
So sorry. That's what she
said. Kobe. No,
like,
we
I'm
have
like,
to retire
I'm
that.
I'm so sorry. She just looked me in the eye, and she's like, Kobe.
No. But I broke the headboard. Headboard snap, meat still in my hand the whole entire time. Clearly, because I don't want to get splinters in my dick.
Don't drop the dick.
Don't nobody. Yeah, don't drop the dick. Can't drop a dick. And you also don't want splinter dick. That's two of the worst things. So I freak out because, one, it's a loud noise, and I'm like, oh, shoot. Somebody going to hear that and try to see what's up. And how am I going to explain the broken headboard? And, three, it's nut on the wall.
You can't get nut off a wall.
So I had to figure out which.
Did you paint it?
I had to prioritize.
I would have painted it.
No, I scrubbed the hell out that wall. I scrubbed the hell out that wall.
And I'm not, you know, maybe I'm speaking a little bit too much from experience, but when you scrub the wall, you get that one super clean spot.
Yeah,
so now you got to wash the whole wall.
Yep. You know what the funny part is, though? You
remember, all four, because you can't just have one clean wall. Now you got to wash all your walls.
You remember when you moved down here to live with us?
I'm scared of this question.
Yes or no?
Yes.
You remember which room you moved into?
Did you come on that wall?
That same
I've
room.
I've seen the spot. I've seen the spot.
Same
no,
room. It's that same room. Just thought I'd share.
Put your headboard on that wall.
Yep. He didn't have a headboard, so he put his bare head on that wall. He got my cousins all
in his
follicles.
That's a family connection right there, boy.
Family follicles.
That's filthy.
All right. I have another question for you guys.
All right.
And this one's going to be kind of controversial. Is there such a thing as a man being a hoe?
I struggle with this question, not to be too profound, because I think say for everybody out there, I do want to say sex is a journey, whatever age you're listening to this. So if you're having sex with a bunch of people, or you haven't had sex with anybody, or you feel like you don't, sex is really just a journey. So I want to say no. I think a hoe is anyone who actively tries to destroy someone's home with sex. Or a hoe is anybody that I call a hoe, but I don't mean you a ho-ho. I just call people.
That's interesting. I never heard that definition. Because, like, the actual definition is somebody who's had sex for money. But I feel like at this point in 2020, that needle has been moved so far along, like, with OnlyFans and Patreon and all these different ways that people are using websites and social media to pay for people to quote unquote have sex with them, whether it be virtually or actually having sex with them. Shout out to Tiana Trump. You know who Tiana Trump is?
No.
To both of you?
The president's daughter. Yeah, of course. Of course.
You know who she is? Do you know who she is?
President's daughter.
She is a black female porn star, notoriously known for pulling up on dudes.
Black book.
And I mean, like, she'll pull up on you.
Thick black book.
She pulls up on, like, she will go on Twitter and be like, yo, I'm in Massachusetts this week. Who at the University of Boston trying to get their dick sucked? And I'm not, that's a direct quote from her.
Direct.
And people will be like, yo, me. And she'll send her quote online, be like 350, and literally will pull up, record everything, get her money, be out. She's notorious for
black book it.
Well, I mean, that's just, I don't know if necessarily she even considers that her sexuality. I know she's having sex, but that might literally just be a job for her.
But then she said she wanted to have sex with, like, the most people
in
something.
The world. Yes, yeah, but she said also, and I'm probably misquoting her, but, like, in high school she had over, like, 500 partners, if I'm not, like, mistaken.
I mean, that's her journey. She told you what she wanted. That's the journey she wants
to
go.
So my question to you guys, in 2020, are we still calling that person a hoe? Because back in the day, we would refer to that person as a hoe. Is that person still a hoe in 2020?
Was Will Chamberlain a hoe?
Yeah.
Magic Johnson?
Yeah.
I mean, he was an unfortunate hoe, but a hoe
nonetheless.
I think that's a slippery slope, because where do you really draw that line, right? Like, when it comes down to the
it's
hoe
somewhere word, after the happy trail, if you have to ask, I can show you later.
I'm saying it's by the third hole. what I'm saying is, like, when you attach a number to the word hoe, then it gets you know what I mean? It gets too much. Because it's like, all right, if you had sex with 50 people, you a hoe. If you had sex with 1,000 people, you a hoe. Like, where's that actual number?
Table that. Snoop, this question's for you.
Okay.
When you and your girl got into your current relationship, did you ask her how many previous partners she had?
That's a good one. So I did ask her, but really, you don't focus too much on their past. I mean, you know, she was married before. So realistically, you're married, you can do whatever you want with your partner. So I'm not trying to use my imagination that much.
Yeah.
But I did ask her.
You know how stupid guys are? Back in the day, we would look at the fact of, like, yo, I don't want no girl that got more than 3 or 4 dudes. That's right. Nasty. But the girl that got 1 or 2 boyfriends has been getting dicked down for 6 straight years. That vagina literally is molded to that guy's penis at the point. They have done so much nasty stuff. But you more willing to jump into that and hit that raw and lick that up, but you don't want a girl to have more than 3. That's so stupid.
But see, that's where going into that toxic masculinity thing, I think that's where it comes from. Because it's not about, men aren't even, like, disgusted by the fact that women are having sex. Men just want to be the only one that they're having sex with, because it's like, they got to be the best man. I knocked that one off.
I mean, I hear it. It's just, for me, though, like, the way I look at it is, you don't really want a woman with too many partners, because it can mean a lot of different things. But most of the time, it means that she's not good at holding somebody down, or she hasn't found the right person. But I think of it as, in, if she got numerous partners, am I just going to be another one, or am I the one?
So when go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's where I think that whole, not saying that you are, but, you know, that's where that whole thing comes from. I think it's actually more of a guy being afraid that he's going to be one of her hoes. So it's easier to call her a hoe for fucking a bunch of dudes than to make himself feel like.
For the record, never called her a hoe. Never called anybody a hoe.
Nobody's a hoe.
I'm just saying, for the record, let's clear that up. No.
Don't worry. Yeah. I'll just put some loud trumpets at this part. So, like, she won't have to worry. Like, as soon as you hear that part of, like, for the record, she was, I'm going to put some trumpets over, so you won't have to worry about that.
Yeah,
so when you were asking your girl how many partners she had, what was your purpose? Like, what was the point of that? What was your thought process before you asked that question?
I mean, it's going to sound so fucked up, but it's just kind of something that you do for every relationship that you get in, because you just kind of want to know the person, get to know them, the aspects of them. And I know myself, I do have premarital sex a lot, like a lot. So, you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, like, I just need to know the person that I'm jumping into the sack with. And some of that information that I do want to know is, how many partners have you had before? Because I feel like that'll help me make an informed decision.
I agree with that. Because, and not even just with the sex thing, but before me and my current girlfriend got it together, I went into it with the mind state of that, hey, the past relationships have ended so poorly.
Oh, shit, nigga. I thought you was about to start saying names and numbers. Like,
before I went into it with my last girlfriend.
I was...
No.
Don't do that.
No name. What's the saying about names? No face, no case.
No face, no...
What does that have to do with, though? I never understood. What was the point of that saying?
Put it on your dick?
I don't know. Anyways, the point of me... asking my girlfriend and also putting myself out there and telling her about my past was to have us go forward without any like accidental slip ups and be like, oh, you know about this. Where'd you learn this from? Or you went here before. It's your first time here at the Grand Canyon. I've been here with blah, blah, blah. Oh, and then the whole time she's thinking about the time you had with her instead of your first time enjoying that. So we put everything out on the table. And I knew going into it that, hey, this could either scare this girl off and she's not going to want to deal with me anymore. And same thing goes for me when she would give me all her information. Or we could both take it on the chin and be like, all right, I want to rock with you. And so that's what happened. But with that, for us, anytime we are upset about something, we have to talk about it in that moment. Because we were so open from the get-go that we don't hold on to anything.
Communication's key, man.
Yes, which is great. It's a blessing and a curse because there's some days where you're like, dang, I do not feel like having a discussion about this, and she feels the same way. But we both know, like, hey, we got to do this because hanging on to it is not what we built this relationship on. We don't want to turn into that person. And so I think those open lines of communication says a lot about a guy's, like, ego and having the courage to be willing to say, you know what, I'm going to swallow my pride. Tell me about your past. How many dudes you done been with? I could just eat that. Because at the end of the day, it really don't matter. It was before you. So why is it really affecting anything? Minus her hiding a dude that she's still currently smashing. That's something totally different.
Yeah, I mean, but to me, man, sex is like the whole package. So, like, you can sit here and say that this person can dick her down or whatever the case might be. But what he got going for himself? You know, what's his aspirations? What's his goals? Can he take care of her? You know, can he do things like start a family if he needed to? You know, can he get the job done? Can he make sure that she's safe? You know, can he take care of her emotions, know how she feel, you know? So sex ain't just about how you putting it down in
Terrence,
the bedroom.
You about to cry?
You got to make sure that you putting it down right in all aspects of her life. So I'm telling you, man, sex, it don't matter how many partners she had, it's about, are you going to be A1 or are you going to be the one?
Oh my gosh.
Yo, if you don't put the horns behind that and
I
the
got
post.
To put some. Oh my gosh. All right.
Yo, silence me right here and put the horns.
Sheesh Louise. I low key want to end the podcast on that note.
That might be it.
If we didn't have more stuff to cover, that would have been it. Gosh, dang. We'd have dropped the mic. Sheesh.
That was good knowledge to put out there, man. That was real good knowledge. I think a lot of times people
Quick question.
Don't understand.
What's the kinkiest thing you've ever done during sex? Or had done to you?
Can I say something that's just personally to you? Because I know you'll understand.
Okay, go ahead.
Pop rocks.
Pop rocks, interesting.
Pop rocks, don't know what that means. And I think the community is going to want to...
I'll explain it just because that was something that an ex of mine tried.
Uh-huh.
And yeah, and it went completely left. And I'm going to tell you why it went left. This girl was like, oh... And needless to say, this girl was also cheating on me the entire time, which I didn't know, which was
terrible, horrible
to say. But she was like, oh, I want to try to spice things up tonight. We're going to go to Cracker Barrel. And I'm like, bitch, you trying to get a shot? Like, we are two black people about to walk into Cracker Barrel. Like,
you know the secret about Cracker Barrel?
What?
They keep niggas in the barrel.
I'm taking that out. I'm taking that part out. That sounds like a D.L. Hughley joke.
I'm saying. Like...
Oh, my gosh. But anyway, we go to Cracker Barrel, and she buys a bunch of candy. Because, you know, Cracker Barrel has, like, a little gift shop with, like, the old mashed potatoes. Buys a bunch of candy. Buy Nerd Ropes, Smarties, bunch of candy. So we get to the crib, and she's like, lay down. All right, you ain't gonna tell me twice. Lay down. She starts taking the candy out. Starts to put the candy all over me. Mm. Nipples.
Mm-mm. I don't like my nipples.
Me neither. Nipples, belly button, the hip bones, the two hip bones right there.
I don't like that either because I'm ticklish there.
Yep. Oof. And right beneath my happy trail, like right where.
Yeah, my, gang time.
On my bladder. But, and then obviously on my penis. But.
Wait, she put Smarties on it?
No, she put a nerd rope around my penis.
Oh, she was down for a challenge.
Sticky situation right there, man.
Don't get ahead of me here.
Nerd rope, don't
don't get ahead of me. The problem with all of this is this is like 19-year-old me, fresh out of high school.
Damn, you was young for that.
Yeah.
That's kinky.
She was also older than me too, though. She was like 24, 25.
You a hoe.
Young. 18, 19-year-old, had not fully formed myself into the idea of manscaping. So I'm still fresh out hood mentality, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I hit the nuts every now and then, but I'm going to have this Kobe Bryant. This Ben Wallace fro.
This fro? You mean you had the frobie?
Yeah, I had a fro.
You had a frobie.
I had that fro. So to that point, she go to start doing stuff, licking stuff. Stuff go to melting.
Oof.
She go to pull it out. She rip my hair out.
Ooh.
Rip it out. Like, I'm talking about a patch of hair.
Ooh.
A patch. And I had every desire in me to turn into Chris Brown.
Now you getting into that S&M.
Nah, she was about to get into these left and right knuckles. That's what she was about to get into.
Body.
But she pulled so much hair out. I literally pushed this girl off me so fast.
You look like a Dalmatian.
Killed the whole move. Yeah, I look like Steve Carell in 40-Year-Old Virgin when he got the hair whipped off his chest. Like,
that's a funny movie.
Killed the whole move. We stopped it. I was like, I don't ever want to do this again. Led into a big argument. She's like, see, this is why you don't want to be spontaneous. I'm trying to do new things, blah, blah. Ass ain't about being spontaneous. You just gave me a haircut, like, that I didn't ask for. Like,
nah, you got wax, my
I got a Caesar, my nigga. Like, I got a 2 on the sides and a George Jefferson down the middle. Like, she took a fucking landing strip off.
She
my
was
shit.
Trying to make a YouTube video. That's what it was.
Essentially. What about you, Snoop?
I mean, the kinkiest thing I've ever done. Oof, boy, this is... I've sucked some toes before, man. I've been in
no.
there.
You know, I've never done that.
I won't. I won't.
Came up. I mean, to be fair, the setting was right. We was going at it. Legs was up.
How's the setting right for sucking toes? Were you in a footlocker?
Listen, when I tell you, man, sometimes you just get into it deep. You get into it deep, and you just kind of lose yourself. It's really
man,
strange.
You
and,
booty call. I know what you're
oh,
doing.
Man, listen. Listen.
I ain't got dick.
She appreciated it. I appreciated it. I'm telling you, man. But it was pretty weird. When I look back on it now, I have no passion to do it, but I did it.
But I bet you made that shit look good, didn't you?
That shit was
you
cool.
Sold that shit.
Boy, I'm telling you.
How did it feel when that first toe went in your mouth? When that toe touched tongue, what was your first reaction?
I feel like toes have a weird texture.
First reaction was this girl pretty clean. Because, I mean, it tastes, it's like salt water. So like okay. She scrubbed up. She was good. I mean,
were her
tiny
toes done?
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. You got to. Because you got to get in between them sometimes. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
hey, listen. Right. Hey, boy.
You going to do it, do it right. I ain't
yeah, that's what I'm saying. What the hell? When else you going to suck on some toes? You don't just wake up one day and be like, I'm going to go suck some toes today. When you do it, you
mean,
do it right.
I feel like there's at least 4 white men every day that say that same sentence.
Here's my piece of advice, because this show is all about giving good advice to men. I just hope that the stories that y'all told y'all have done with y'all current ladies, because if not, you about to get another patch of nerd rope ripped out of your dick and you about to get some toes in your mouth.
It wasn't.
What if she don't like her toes sucked?
Yeah, so if we out there and being authentic and we in the kingdom, the trust kingdom, the trust tree inside of the kingdom,
yeah,
you got to tell us about an ex. What's something she kinked you into doing? You ashamed about? Not ashamed about. What's the kinkiest thing you did with a ex? Because I can call you out on some things. We lived together for 8 years of our lives. So if you don't want to put yourself out there, I can put yourself out there.
Put them on blast.
What is
I'm trying not to be.
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I don't really. I'm in a different. I'm going to burlesque shows with my wife now. You got to.
That's how I know you done did some nasty shit. You don't just jump there. You gradually get to that stage. Yeah. That's my point. So what happened? You ever ran a red light?
Yeah, man, I've done that plenty of times.
Snoop,
I'm not,
you ran a red light?
You can walk through mud. You can fuck through blood.
Whoa, walk through. I ain't never walked through no mud.
Have I ever ran a red light?
For those of you that don't know, running a red light means
numerous times.
It means having sex on a woman's period.
Damn.
You know what it mean? If there's a red light, it mean I can shoot the club up and not feel bad about it.
You're not wrong.
Hey,
oh, you're nasty.
Hey, young.
I
man,
mean, you're not wrong.
Young men, don't subscribe to that. That's not always true. You can come in a woman while she's pregnant and still get her come in a woman while she's on her period and get her pregnant. I'm sorry.
See, you clearly still think about that old mindset of having a man having 2 nuts, because you was about to say come in a woman while she's pregnant and still get her pregnant.
But, baby coming, that's where them babies with the 2 color eyes come from.
Ew. Ew, that's nasty. But all saying. Right, Moving right along. Take us to our next segment, T-Rex.
All right, so we've gone over what we think.
Yes.
Our kinkiest or sexiest thing that we have done. I'm going to read. I got in contact with all of our women today.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I reached out to your lady.
Oh, man. How?
Don't worry about that. I sent a quail.
No, we're going to have to talk after this podcast.
I sent a quail. All
right.
A message by way of quail.
Okay. Okay.
And I asked them what your sexiest moments were.
Okay.
Interesting.
So I'm going to read them one by one. Okay. I also asked my own lady. And
wait, have you read any of these? So
I've not seen any of these.
Oh, so they just had to like ball up a piece of paper, write a piece of paper, ball it up, and just hand it to you?
Yeah, so we...
So nobody knows what's going on. Oh, all right. Interesting.
I sent a quail, and the quail just came back with their responses. I have not read them yet.
This will be interesting to see.
All right, so what we're going to do, I'm going to read them out, and since no one knows what their responses are, I want you guys to guess who done it.
Okay, so we'll each, one by one, guess whose it was. All right. All right, Snoopy will start off each time. He's pulling out the first piece of paper for those of you that can't see, which is all of you.
I'm mixing them up.
Because this is not a visual podcast yet. It will be. YouTube.com/thenightsatthebrowntable.
All right. The first one says striptease.
That definitely was Terrence.
Yeah, I feel like that's Terrence,
Terrence
too.
Terrence did that.
Like, it's got to be Terrence, I feel like.
What do you feel, Terrence? Do you think you did that? Or your girl said that?
I don't think I've ever done a striptease.
I don't ever remember doing a striptease in my life.
I mean, me and you had to make. Remember when we used to live together?
Hey, we can't talk about that.
All right. Oh, do y'all want to know who did it?
Yeah, who said that? Wait, don't tell us yet. We'll go to the next one. We'll do that at the end.
All right. One moment. Just let me shuffle them up.
It's only three pieces of paper. You know.
Actually, you know they women two they, left they, now. The women when they sent it back in the quail, they folded the paper funny and like little hearts and shit. So it's really
That's
hard.
True. Women do always do extra stuff like that. What does this one say?
Painted each other's body.
Whoa.
Hmm.
Interesting.
That's tough because I know T-Rex is the artist.
Yeah.
So that would be an easy choice. But Shaq,
we already
said
that he was a striptease.
That's what I'm saying. So I know
I gotta be the hoe here. Y'all can't pick.
Listen, I'm just saying.
Wait,
like, you probably
are the only one here who actually was trying to be a bodybuilder at one point, though.
That's true.
Why would I paint my body as a bodybuilder?
No, I'm saying, like, I could see you being a striptease and a bodybuilder. They're synonymous because you're paying attention to your body. You know what I'm saying?
No, body paint.
I know, but I was saying that's why I thought you would be a stripper more likely because you had the bodybuilder pass. Now, the body paint, I'm at a loss. Now, that could also be you.
Yeah, I'm going to say Shaq because.
I'm going to say.
Process elimination.
I got to say Snoopy for process elimination.
All right, let's go into our last one. 1 second. Let me just go ahead and.
Wait, you didn't say who you thought it was.
I know who all of these are, so I can't answer.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
All right. All right, 1 second. It's just unfolding.
It's the last paper.
Hold on, sorry, this one's a little bit long. I'm gonna read this whole thing.
Do it.
You truly listen to me, whether it's about trauma, family, or anything, and you don't ever make me feel obligated to do anything when it comes to intimacy or solely make it about yourself. Wink, wink.
Interesting.
Take it back. I think I might be the striptease. I think that's Shaq. And I think you the body paint, Terrence. That's my order. That's what I'm sticking with.
Shaq, what's your order?
I'm pretty sure that last one is me.
Okay.
So that makes the other two the hardest, though. I'm being so genuine. I have no idea, like, who would be the stripper and who would be the body paint at this point. But I'm going to guess and say that Snoopy was the body paint.
He's a big guy. I mean, it's a nice canvas.
And T was the striptease. That's my final answer. I'm going with that.
All right, guys.
Drum roll, please, Terrence.
So read the responses again and then tell us who it was, one by one.
All right, so for the very long, loving one, this was Shaq.
Mm-hmm. What did it say?
Basically, she likes that you listen.
Okay.
And also that you don't just think about yourself.
Interesting.
And I think that's lovely. The second one.
Shout out to my baby.
Is the body paint. That was myself.
Whoa, no, dang.
And I still, and I, just for the record, I do have that painting hanging in my living room.
Whoa.
And the striptease was somebody who was real fucking adamant thinking it was me.
I mean, hilarious. It does sound like something you would do.
That's hilarious.
But then we all related, so it sounds like something we all do.
At some point, we got to get follow-ups from them because I need to know what song you strip-teased to. And I need to know what we were painting with. Were you actually using paintbrushes? Or
we're
going to
put up on
like,
our Twitter page with this episode since it's about sex.
I'm down.
We're going to put up on the canvas that I made for my sexual experience.
Okay, we'll tweet out the canvas and it'll be on our Instagram. The Instagram, you can find us or on Instagram or Twitter. For Instagram, just search Those Brown Knights. And at Twitter, The Brown Knights is on our Twitter account.
Now, I do want to bring up something, right? When all of our ladies spoke about what they thought was our sexiest moment, in all three scenarios, you notice how it's us submitting to them.
Okay.
Even your lady, she said you didn't make it about you. Your lady, you striptease for. There's no more vulnerable position to be in than arguably naked in front of your woman. And I let my woman paint me and roll me on a canvas. So, you know what I mean?
Ain't your woman Hispanic, too?
Yeah, she Colombian as fuck.
She rolling you up like a damn cigar.
Bruh. And then she blew me like cocaine.
Okay.
All right. TMI.
Goddamn.
You know the part of, like, the TV shows where it played like that? That music, like the doo-doo-doo.
You know,
your program will be returning in the next 30s. That's the type of moment that was.
And what's so fucked up is he going to point this painting out the next time we go
that's
over.
That's so nasty.
You know what I'm saying?
That's it right there. You see that part? That's my dick.
100%. Y'all are going to see this picture very soon.
All right. So to close out this podcast, I figured we have a new segment we want to introduce. And for those of you that are saying, well, all your segments are new because it's new podcast. Fuck y'all. A new segment we're going to introduce, Cardinal Rules.
Cardinal Rules.
Cardinal Rules. Every week we will be introducing Cardinal Rules to you, and we are going to post them. They are already posted on our walls inside of our kingdom right now.
Right next to
the
pan.
These are something we have to abide by every single week. If you want to be a part of this kingdom and this community, you have to follow these Cardinal Rules. So, T-Rex, what's going to be our first Cardinal Rule?
Might be a little controversy, but cardinal rule number one is we don't love these hoes.
Oh, whoa.
We don't love these hoes, but we got to clean that up, though. What you mean we don't love these hoes? What you mean by hoes?
Say it in old English.
Hoes we loveth not.
Nigga turned into Yoda. I said it in old English. Nigga turned into baby Yoda.
Pig Latin, man.
I forgot how to do Pig Latin. You can only do Pig Latin at an age group. But here's the thing. We out here, we're building kingdoms. We're building a nation, especially this kingdom. In your life, you only got a certain amount of time that you don't have to waste on building your kingdom. Okay. So we don't got time to just be wasting our energy on every hoe, male or female, that comes along because it's taking away from your time to build the kingdom. Y'all gentlemen agree?
Agreed.
Put it on the squire.
Hear ye, mark
hear
it
ye.
On the wall.
Hear ye, hear ye. First cardinal rule. We don't love these hoes.
Addendum. We got to put an asterisk next to that.
What's your addendum, Tiana Trump?
Man, you better stop saying people's name, man. We in this
window.
Yo,
she
people
want her name out
us.
There. Trust me.
Yeah, but you don't want her because she could do something real fucked up like... Fuck Poppy Paper Stacks this weekend. Fuck your whole.
Nope. I don't follow her.
She's gonna fuck you up and she's gonna try to come on this podcast. You're gonna be looking real crazy.
No, I'm not.
She ain't coming on this podcast.
I only got eyes for one. Damn right.
She can come on.
Right. Our girls would be right here front and center.
Oh, hell yeah. My girl's gonna be in the building.
Yep. Nah.
I mean, cool. I can't. It's not really my choice.
Yeah, exactly. Board. You don't have a say so in that. Your girl ever caught you watching porn?
Yeah, and it actually worked out real well. Because we had a communication moment, and then we started watching porn together.
Interesting. What about you, Snoop?
Nah, I've never been caught watching porn, but I have been caught fucking though. Like I remember. Nah.
Okay.
This one's even more fucked up.
This podcast to the right. next level.
I'm telling you, right.
You about to go 2 or 3 hours into this about how that played out.
No, I do remember though, diving deep into some cheeks, and at one point in time I forgot to close my window, so there was somebody who walked by and they did actually see me in the act. Mm. And I saw this person too, and I immediately stopped because I was just in fucking shock.
Hmm. On that note,
did she see him?
Yeah, exactly.
We just had to stop. It was weird.
I ain't stopping.
I have a last question for you guys. What's the craziest thing you did to get some cheeks, or attempt to get some? You may not have actually gotten, because in my story, I didn't actually get the cheeks.
I mean, I don't know if this is crazy or not, but. Because the power of the P, man, it's strong. But I drove from Orlando to Tallahassee and then, like, ran it quite a few times, like multiple times. And then that same day, spent about 14 hours that day driving up there, running it, and then coming back down all in the same day. It was like a 14-hour day. Mm. All on the road just for some cheeks, man. Mm. Just for some cheeks.
Now, how different was that car ride there and back? Because there, you amp, you like, yo, I'm about to, and then on the way back, you done released.
Man, I tell you one thing, the way that it happened, boy, the car ride in and the car ride out was good. That was the best 14 hours, but I tell you.
What about you, T? What's the craziest thing you did for some yeeks? You get a yeeks?
All right, this might, whatever. So the craziest thing I've ever done was I took couples pics. And the reason that was the craziest thing I ever did to get some cheeks is I took these stupid Kmart ass couple pic with us wearing the same outfit.
Oh
together.
No, not the corny. No.
Yeah, but here's why it was the corniest thing I did to get the cheese. Because after we stopped seeing each other, I put up, you know, something talking some shit about her. And then her only response was she tagged the couple's pic. Like, I was talking shit about how I didn't care about her, yada, yada, yada. And then she put the couple's pictures as a response under what I wrote.
Damn, she got you, bro.
Damn.
That's what she ever did. You know what she said? King me, bitch.
And now we don't have social media.
Damn. That's smart.
Flip the board over.
Yep.
We don't even play chess no more.
Yep. For me, it was back in high school. I had this girl that I was talking to for the longest, and she was not giving me any attention. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she started giving me attention. So I drove all the way over to her house. She was like, yo, my mom, she's not here. She went back to Haiti. Nobody's here. My brother's gone. My sister's gone. The house is to ourselves. The apartment's to ourselves. Come through. Like, she ain't saying nothing but a word. I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? So I stroll up with my little 98 Ford Escort.
Pull up.
Pull up on her. No AC.
Family car. We all drove that.
Yeah,
car.
All of us.
That was all of our first car.
Yeah. I'm sweating. Getting out the car. Drying off in the spray my Usher cologne. You know, go in the house. What's up? She's like, well, what's up with you? I'm like, shit, what's up? You told me to come over here. What's going on? Drop her towel. Boom. Butt naked. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Grab her. We start making out. Throw her down on the couch. She was like, hang on. I'll be back. Let me go get something. I was like, she ain't saying nothing but a word. You know what I'm saying? Right. She ain't saying nothing but a word. Hold on.
Throw that thing.
I'm about to hold on. Yeah, you know, you about to be holding on to the roof. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. Hold on to these nuts, you know? Nah, actually, don't do that. Don't hold on to my nuts. They sensitive. Don't do that, actually.
Yeah,
don't do that.
And he flicked his penis earlier. Just for the
don't do that. That's probably why my nuts sensitive now to this day.
I think
he's be honest. But so she goes upstairs. In the process of her going upstairs, I take my shirt off, take my shorts off, basketball shorts. I'm in my drawers, sitting on the couch, turn on the TV, because I like to have background music at the time.
Yeah.
Put it on, you know how.
On that music channel. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly. You already beat me to it. The Music on Demand channel, I forgot what the name was. I think it's called Premier Choice or something like that.
Hey, we don't do promos.
They went out of business, but at the time, you know what I'm saying? Put on some music. I'm sitting there.
Roll runner.
I'm sitting there, and then I'm just waiting, and I just hear. And I'm like, all right, she's saying nobody here. So maybe it's like a Jehovah's Witness or somebody, and I ain't going to answer. I'm like, yo, somebody at the door. She's like, I was probably one of the neighbors or something just checking on me. Don't worry about it. And I was like, all right. So I was still sitting in my drawers, watching TV still. Hear another. I'm like, yo, I'm pretty sure somebody here for you. Like, and she was like, don't worry about it. I'll be downstairs. I'm like, getting nervous at this point. But I'm like, you know what? you know, when you're in the mindset about to get some cheeks.
Yeah, once your dick is hard, nothing makes.
Like, yeah, your brain don't go. It can't do two. You can't. Once your penis is hard, you can't do two things at once. You literally can only. Right. Girls are always like, why can't a man put it in and do? Because we can't. I physically, I'm paralyzed from my left side is paralyzed. Like I can't move it. So she's upstairs. Second knock happens. I ignore it. I'm sitting there. Not even 35 seconds later, a louder knock happens, but this time from the balcony. Because it's on the first floor, like, you know how they have like the porches, essentially.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I look to my right, because the blinds are closed, but it's kind of peaked. And I see this black ass dude peeking through the window with a machete in his hand on the door.
That's crazy.
I immediately freak out. And I'm like,
I start playing zombies and board the windows.
I'm like, yo, somebody trying to break into your house right now. She's like, what the fuck are you talking about? So she come downstairs, like titties bouncing down the stairs. I'm low-key looking at the titties, not forgetting about the dude that's, because I'm like, damn, her titties is bouncing.
And your dick's still hard.
Yep. So I'm not thinking correctly. She looked, she was like, oh shit, that's my uncle. And I'm like, yeah, who? She's like, that's my uncle. You got to get out of here. You got to get out of here. My mom probably sent him over here. You got to get out of here. And I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to go? This is an apartment. One way in, one way out. She's like, I don't know, but you got to get out of here. Nigga, I run upstairs, which she's just confused. She's like, why are you going up? You supposed to be getting out. Go to her upstairs bathroom, open the window. Dog, I still have on my drawers. Jump out the window.
Goddamn.
Onto the little porch, the little, like, not the porch, the rooftop. From the rooftop, jump down, like, to, like, where they have, like, those power outlets, like, the things we used to sit on as a kid where we used to, like, bust it up and talk and shit like that. Jump onto one of those, run around the back, and I see this man running straight towards me, and I'm in a full-on sprint. And I run straight.
He can't catch you. You in your drawers.
Run straight to my car, because I got my keys. Best believe I grab my keys. And this is also what was weird about me, because I was like fresh out of high school, so I used to wear my lanyard, like I had the lanyards with the keys on it.
Yep.
So I always had, I'm in my drawers, shirt off, but my keys still around my chest. Yep. So I'm running to the car, get in the car, pull off, gone, never to be caught again. The girl hit me up the next day and was like, yo, I'm sorry about all that. And I'm like, yeah, that was weird. And she was like, yeah, but what you doing tonight? Went right back over there, tried it again.
Was it worth it?
We never had sex.
Oh.
We never had sex. You know what? Also, addendum to that story, she made me do things to her that she didn't do to me, return the favor without getting to a graphic. Yeah.
Never in my life.
This is a young kid. It's a high schooler.
Never in my life. I didn't eat pussy for a very long time. Like, I told my wife, I'm like, you like one of the first you.
Nigga, what kind of statement? You want to, yeah, you the first one of you.
Okay.
Like, I don't really, I mean, now I do, but back then I was not eating pussy.
I feel you on that.
It was like sushi, like, it ain't cooked.
On that note, as we begin to actually wrap up this podcast, what is one lesson, or we'll call it a royal proclamation, you want to make about today's episode that our fellow tenants of this kingdom can take with them on as they go about their daily lives?
Young men with, without women, however you come. That sounds bad. Hold on, let me start over.
Yeah, well,
young men, if you have a woman or you don't have a woman, the best piece of advice I can give you is slow down. Slow down when you're talking to her, slow down when you're listening to her, and slow down when you're fucking her. I promise you she'll enjoy it.
Oh, I like that. Snoop?
Look at sex as a whole. Don't look at it as just intercourse, penetration. Make sure that you're doing whatever you need to do for each other. Be healthy, support each other, take care of each other, and actually take care of each other with your genitalia.
He's trying to say come together.
Got
to
make sure she come, fellas.
Oh, I'm
and
sorry.
Women. You got to make sure that y'all doing it right for each other.
Communicate.
Communicate.
That's what I was going to say. Talk, listen, and don't be over aggressive. Like, just the best sexual experiences come from two fully engaged parties. Like, the two people, when they interested and they both really want this, oh, my goodness. Ain't nothing better than that. You can't beat that. That's the type of best sexual experiences you will have. So don't pressure her too much. You know what I'm saying? Know the boundaries. Know the limits. But also take the time to learn her and listen. And it's going to be to your benefit. I promise you that.
Just slow down. Just when you, however fast you fuck, if you do 50, let's say you do what, like 50 pumps a minute? How many pumps a minute do you think you average?
That's a great question.
I'm too into it to count, man. I don't know.
It's kind of ballpark. How many
you can't
pumps?
Count because think about the motion of it. When you hear the.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, how many pumps? All right.
How many episodes of Family Guy you go through?
I'm gonna say 40.
I'm gonna just let y'all know a little bit of something about me, okay?
Oh, last time we heard this, I found out about baseball bats in reference to penis
I just
size.
Need you to understand that when they say it's not about how big the boat is, it's about the motion of the ocean, they referring to people like me. You gotta make sure that you're working it right.
All right. I'm uncomfortable.
Here's the point that I was trying to make. If you average right now, young men, let's say you averaging 50 pumps. Take like 20% off.
Please don't count.
Do like 38 pumps. Like, just slow down. Just slow down.
However, like Bobby V said. That's what Bobby V was talking about.
Down. Give her like a centimeter of dick per second. It'll drive her crazy.
I say enjoy yourself, man. Don't count it out. Just make sure that y'all both coming.
And on that note, we're going to wrap up this week's podcast. As always, we thank our sponsors of this podcast and the studios we broadcasting live from. JICA Studios, located
Studios
in Longwood, Florida. We appreciate you for all your support. Please make sure to search JICA Studios on IG.
We could do the air horns on this part. Burr, burr, burr.
Oh, yeah, we actually could do the air horns on that part. Man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Shout out. Nah, Virgin Islands, they do that.
JAICA Studios on Instagram. Please make sure to search them. They are your home for all of your studio needs. They have access to recording studios, film studios, anything you need. Please remember that is a monthly subscription-based studio, something that's one of a kind that you cannot get anywhere else. So if you have any inquiries about that, make sure to search them on Instagram. Great, great place. Thanks to them, as always, for hosting us. Any closing thoughts from anybody before we close this out?
I think we covered it all the time.
Perfect. Well, what did we cover? Did you cover her?
Oh, geez. We skipped the... This should have been at the best. You're going to have to cut this and put... Wear a condom.
I mentioned that twice.
Yeah, safe sex. Make sure that you wearing a condom.
In the words of Kanye? Safe sex. Was Kanye?
We don't want no slip-ups, no babies.
Or was that Lil Wayne? Who said that? Safe sex ain't the bait text, but you don't want to get that late text talking about I'm late text. Woo!
That's got to be Kanye, right?
I mean, honestly, I'm just worried about STDs.
Facts. Yeah, that's true, too. I got a phobia of those. I don't like those at all.
Thankfully, I never had one.
It's scary. That's some scary stuff.
Yo, but I got a friend that has sex with over 200 women and has not caught an STI, and he showed me the paper.
Good for him. But signing out, as always, guys, thank you guys for joining us here on the Nights at the Brown Table podcast.
Nights at the Brown Table.
Be sure to follow us on Instagram, Nights at the Brown Table podcast on Instagram. We are on Instagram. We are on Twitter. This podcast is going to be on SoundCloud. It'll be on Apple Podcasts. It'll be on Spotify. Right now, the easiest way to access it is on Podomatic.com and SoundCloud. But it will soon be up on all podcasts on all podcasts and social media
are available.
Platform. But to find us on Instagram,
we're working on it.
Just type in Nights at the Brown Table, and you will find our podcast posted up there. Be on the lookout for more information about each one of us. We are going to be engaging with our community on social media as we welcome you guys into this kingdom. And we look forward to seeing your engagement on social media. So feel free to reach out to us either through social media or at our email address. We are Nights at the Brown Podcast. Nights at the Brown Table Podcast at gmail.com.
Almost there.
You gotta get
it's a lot, man.
You said
a lot.
Proclamation, though.
Shut the hell up.
Oh, but you want to make fun of Floral.
At least I'm not the one that was doing ASMR with a lisp, sounding like Mike Tyson. But thank you guys for tuning in. We'll catch you guys next week. We out.